Aircheckdownloads.com.
Sitting down here from Lena Marlin's album Playing My Game, which is back in our survey at number 26. Before Lena, Ronan at 27 with his self-titled album, and Morcheeba at 28, new in the CD countdown this weekend. Well, there's a great classic CD later this afternoon on our show, but in a couple of minutes, we're going to check out three stars celebrating birthdays in the coming week.
100.7 Hot FM, together with Cadbury.
100.7 Hot FM. Sunday afternoon, and before we continue the countdown, let's help three stars celebrate their up-and-coming birthdays. So, who's lighting the candles this week? Well, Geordie actor and singer Jimmy Nail is 45 on the 16th. That's Friday, the day before Terrence Trent D'Arby is celebrating his 39th. I saw Terrence at the Brit Awards the other day. He's dyed his hair blonde, and he was wearing kind of like a white Indian sari. Very kind of like summery fashion. Shame the weather was so cold and wet. Anyway, I'll play a song from both of those artists in a few seconds, and I'll also tell you what Terrence is up to these days. First, though, time to salute legendary artist and producer Quincy Jones. He's 63 midweek, and here's the classic I Know Corita on the CD countdown.
Keith Jensen's CD countdown.
Ain't no doubt she's lying. Jimmy Nail on the CD countdown. Before him, Terrence Trent D'Arby with If You Let Me Stay. Now then, Terrence has got a new album recorded, which should be in your local record shop real soon. So watch out for the album called Solar Return. Solar spelled S-O-U-L-A-R. Get it? In the meantime, back to the CD countdown with a group who are rumored to be splitting later this year. Next at 25.
You've got no money and no transport. Sundays, 3 till 6. Kid Jensen's CD Countdown. 100.7 Heart FM.
It's down 4 for the Anglo-Australian duo Daniel and Darren as Affirmation from Savage Garden falls to number 23. And it's a warm welcome back to Macy Gray. She's back in the CD Countdown at 24 with her album entitled On How Life Is. That was one of the biggest albums of last year, of course, but it's the first time we've seen it in the countdown in 2001. Before both of them, Steps fell 4 to 25 with Buzz. And the word on the street, the buzz, is that Steps might be splitting up, on good terms apparently, later this year. You know, originally they were only ever going to release one single, but that song did so well that they were signed up for many more singles and albums. And that first CD, it was 5, 6, 7, 8. This is The Kid counting down the 30 biggest albums in the UK. And a former number one is slowly moving down the chart. It's won by the Beatles at this week's 22. And this is Lady Madonna.
100.7 Heart FM. You buy them. We count them down. David Jensen's CD Countdown on 100.7 Heart FM.
You know, there are some albums that you can listen to again and again, and that must be one of them. The album's called Play from Moby. We heard Porcelain. This is the CD Countdown with me, Kid Jensen. The newly named J-Lo was at 19. That's Jennifer Lopez, of course. And U2's Joshua Tree was up two places at 20, over a decade after its original release. Talking of welcoming back albums that have been away for a while, The Corrs re-enter the CD Countdown at 17. And here's Breathless from In Blue, which is back in the countdown.
Go on, go on.
Reach for the Skies, S Club 7 at 16 on this weekend's CD Countdown. I hope you're enjoying your Sunday afternoon, and thanks for making the countdown part of it. We are at the halfway point right now, and I've managed to get a superb kids' classic CD out of the vaults. It's from Paul Young, and I'll play you some songs from it next.
If you're thinking about changing rooms,
100.7 Heart FM.
Time for a classic CD on the countdown now for Paul Young. Now, the album's from 1983. It's one of my favorites, actually. It was the first solo album for Paul since leaving his very exciting live band, the Q-Tips, and it's called No Parley. When he was recording it, he met his future wife, Stacey Smith. On the way, we'll hear Love of the Common People, Come Back and Stay, but right now, the very beautiful Wherever I Lay My Hat. Love of the Common People from Paul Young's album, No Parley. We also heard Come Back and Stay and Wherever I Lay My Hat. And a quick trivia fact for you, Paul's backing band on No Parley were called the Royal Family. So now you know. The backing singers were called the Fabulous Wealthy Tards. I'll have another classic CD for you at around the same time next weekend. But the CD countdown continues next with a Latino free spirit.
The best songs from the biggest albums. David Jensen's CD countdown. 100.7 Heart FM.
Kid Jensen's CD Countdown. Lucy Liu.
After a few weeks at number 15, Destiny's Child have finally moved up the chart. Admittedly, it's only by one, but at least they're going in the right direction. In fact, they've swapped places with Ricky, going from 14 to 15. Destiny's Child doing the reverse. And at number 13, Sonique, the Brit Award winner indeed, leapfrogging both of them with Hear My Cry. Here's Feels So Good.
Aircheckdownloads.com.